الصلاة جامعة الصلاة جامع سنة الفطر رحمكم الله. الصلاة لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا استقيموا يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا ركعاً سجداً يبتغون فضلاً من الله ورضواناً، سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود، ذلك مثلهم في التوراة، ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شتعه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار، وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Ekber. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Errahmanirrahim. Maliki yevmiddin. İyyâke na'budu ve iyyâke nesta'în. Ehdinas sıratal müstakîm. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من الأجس والكسل. ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل والفشل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكهر الرجال برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم وأدخلهم في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم واشفع مع النبيين الصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا غادر سقما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم أمواتنا واحتم بصالحات أعمالنا يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه إن أولياء هم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحية فيها سلام آخر دعوة من الحمد لله
وسلموا تسليما. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا الحمد لله الذي جعل العيد يوم الجائزة والثواب يلبس فيه المسلمون أجمل الثياب استعداداً لزيارة الأهل والأحباب وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أمر المؤمنون بالتوسيعة على العيال والتصدق من الحلال وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله بعثه بأشرف الخصال صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين وهم النماذج والمثال. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. عباد الله، هذا اليوم الفرح فيه يوفى الصابرون منكم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون، يباهي بكم ربكم الملائكة في السماء وأنتم في الصلاة خاشعون، وعن اللغو والخناء والرفث معرضون، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وما أعظم ما ينتظركم يوم يحزن الناس ويخافون وأنتم آمنون، ويقال لكم سلام عليكم طبتم، أنتم من باب الريان داخلون، ووجوهكم آنذاك مصفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة. فهل يستوي مسلم أطاع ربه وصام وقام إيمانا واحتسابا مع من تقاعس وعصى وملأ الأرض إثماً وسباباً؟ إن الله تعالى قد شرع العيد ليفرح الصائمون بتمام أعمالهم الصالحة ويجتمعوا لنيل أقساطهم من تجارة مع الله رابحة تعد كانت الطريق المتبعة أمامهم واضحة. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. عباد الله، إن للعيد عند المسلمين معان جليلة، فهو مظهر من مظاهر الإسلام التي تشفي الصدور وتملأ بالثقة، فتلتقي فيه القلوب والأرواح قبل التقاء الأجساد والأشباح، فتجد المصلين في مصلاهم قد أخذوا زينتهم في جميع أنحاء البلاد يكبرون ويهللون، وترى عليهم أثر النعمة من رب العباد، صفوف بها أغنياء وفقراء، رجال ونساء جاءوا من كل واد. وفي العيد يسعد الأبناء وتترشخ لديهم مبادئ قلما يدركون معانيها لولا فرصة العيد. وكذا اجتماع عامة المسلمين جيرانا وأصدقاء وقد حققوا إشباع رغبة التزاور والتسامح، فترى من باعدت بينهم الانشغالات بمطالب العيش والحياة وهم يتبادلون التهاني والمصافحة مستحضرين قول نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن المؤمن إذا لقي المؤمن فسلم عليه وأخذ بيده فصافحه تناثرت خطاياهما كما يتناثر ورق الشجر. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد.
اللهم صل وسلم زد وأدم وأنعم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك وأشرف العباد سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم سلم رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل صحابة أجمعين.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لأفضل الملل والأديان، وأمرنا بطيب الأقوال وصالح الأعمال في كل زمان ومكان، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، ليس العيد يوما يبتدئ بطلوع الشمس وينتهي بغروبها، وإنما هو يوم يبدأ بالطاعة لله بإخراج زكاة الفطر قبل الصلاة، ثم الإقبال على الذكر والصلاة بمظاهر الزينة وثياب المسرات المصرات، وإظهار ما يوجب محبة الله، ما يوجب محبة الله عز وجل، الذي يقول: وجبت محبتي للمتحابين فيه والمتجالسين فيه والمتزاورين فيه والمتبادلين فيه. ولا يحرم من فرحة العيد وفضل الله فيه إلا الشقي، فمن أعرض عن ذكر ربه تولى واتخذ القرآن مهجورا والمعاصي تسلى وبالسهرات الفارغة تملى، فقد جعل بذلك حاجزا بينه وبين عفو المولى، إلا من ندم على ما فات وتخلى وعاد إلى رشده بالفضائل وتحلى، فإن عفو الله الكريم سيتجلى. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، في حلب وحمص، معارة النعمان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل صيامنا، اللهم تقبل قيامنا، اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين. أما بعد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. كل عام وأنتم بخير. رمضان مبارك. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Indeed, Jamaat al-Muslimin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse in the Holy Quran, and complete the duration. Alhamdulillah, we completed Ramadan 1439. 29 days we fasted. We completed the duration. All praise and thanks due solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that to which He has guided you. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not guided us, Jamaat al-Muslimin, to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we wouldn't have been fasting Ramadan 1439. Sometimes I think we just take it for granted. That alhamdulillah, we are the Muslimun, and by default, we are the Sa'imun. Maybe you were blessed enough to have been born into a Muslim family. And maybe they started you at the age of 5, half dakha puasa. And when you got to 7, maybe you were fortunate enough, full day puasa. And when you got to the age of taklif, you were now bound by the commands and laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast the full day of Ramadan, the entire month of Ramadan, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are many people out there that do not know the ni'mah of fasting. And the reason why they do not know the ni'mah of fasting the month of Ramadan in particular, is because they do not know La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we start off as we are making the takbir, as we are praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُكْمِلِ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. We feel that deep sense of gratitude and we say, الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام وكفى بها من نعمة. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah for guiding us to Islam, for making us Muslimin. And enough favor it is for us. If Allah had to take everything away from us, لا سمح الله, Allah forbid, but we still had Islam, we would have everything. Because we would have that which is going to grant us eternal bliss. خالدين فيها أبدا, eternally in the hereafter. What more could you ask for? And what will be the first thing that the people of Jannah, may Allah make us of them, Ameen, what is the first thing that they will say when they enter Jannah? وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah for having guided us to this. And we would not have been guided if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hadn't guided us. Jamaat al-Muslimin, as'alukum billahi alaykum. I ask you in the name of Allah, Don't take La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for granted. Wallahi, don't take it for granted. Especially if you have not lived fir kufri wa dalal. If you have not tasted disbelief. Don't take it for granted. Why do I say that? Because I know that the one who has tasted kufr wa dalal will never take Islam for granted. Because when you have been blind, and then Allah has granted you to see, I ask you, would you ever want to be blind again? So let us together feel that deep sense of gratitude. Ya Allah, we thank you, Ya Allah. Nahmaduka, Ya Allah. Wa nashkuruka, Ya Rabb. بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. We thank you, Allah, that we are Muslimun, that you have bestowed your grace and mercy upon us, enveloped us in your mercy, that we were allowed by your grace to fast the month of Ramadan. We thank you, Ya Allah. And so, alhamdulillah, forgive me for being emotional. But this is a day, especially when I become emotional, out of joy. These are not tears of sadness, wallah. These are tears of joy, because where would I have been had Allah not guided me to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? And I say that only Jamaatul Muslimin, Wallahu ya'lamu ma fi qalbi, and only Allah knows what is in my heart, that we should all stop for a moment in amongst all the chaos, in amongst all the dissension, in amongst all the disunity, in amongst all the confusion, and just take a step back and say, alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, Allah has guided me. And if Allah hadn't guided me, I wouldn't have been guided. And automatically, we will feel that sense, that deep sense of gratitude and thanks for having been Muslimin. And on top of it, alhamdulillah, having been of the Sa'imin in the month of Ramadan. And we fasted. This fast was so easy. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, karram Allah wajha radiyallahu an, he used to say, uhibbu thalathatan ya Rasulullah. Uhibbu ikram al-dayf. He says, I love to honor my guest. Wa sawma ramadana fi al-sayf. And I love to fast in the heat of the summer. And you know the summertime in Mecca, the summertime in Medina, it's not an easy fast. It's long hours and it's very hot. وَقِتَالَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ بِالسَّيْفِ. And I love to fight the polytheists with my sword. Sayyidina Ali كَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. So the Sahaba, they used to love to go the extra mile. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, in His infinite mercy, He has allowed every Muslim around the world in a span of 36 years to fast every single day of the, what we call the Shamsiyya calendar, the Gregorian calendar, the calendar that is measured by the orbit of the earth around the sun. So we get every single type of fast in every single type of season. We get a fast in the heat of the summer and in the cold of the winter. And we get it in the autumn and in the spring. We get it when certain fruits are ripe at certain times of the year. So we enjoy certain fruits at the time of iftar, and we have to abstain from certain fruits during wasat al-nahar, during the light of the day. Min fajr al-sadiq ila gharub al-shams. And as we are fasting, Jamaatul Muslimin, we are disciplining the soul. We are disciplining shahwat al-batn wa shahwat al-farj. We are disciplining the desire of the stomach and the desire of the private parts. Staying away from food and drink and intimate relations with one's spouse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not commanded us not to have desires, but He wants us to control our desires. And that when we give in to those desires, we only give in to them at the right time and in the right way, within the bounds of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Yes, Jamaatul Muslimin, we have fasted. Allah made it easy for us. It's winter time, short hours, but nevertheless we have fasted. We have engaged in siyam and we have engaged in qiyam. Allah. Allah, do you know what a ni'mah this is? The fact that we have fasted for 29 consecutive days. And then we also stood for 29 consecutive nights. The night coming before the day. And that siyam and that qiyam has done what to us? It has regenerated the shield of taqwa. It's regenerated that consciousness that we absolutely, necessarily require to have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting by default, as-sawmu junnah, fasting is a shield. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, why? Because it's a perpetual ibadah. And for the entire duration of the fast, we are conscious and mindful of Allah. Somebody offers you something to eat, I'm fasting. Somebody offers you something to drink, I'm fasting. Somebody swears at you, or wants to argue with you, or fight with you, فَإِن سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي امْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ. And if anybody insults the fasting person, or wants to fight with him, our beloved Prophet ﷺ says, then let them say, I am fasting. Constantly shielding themselves from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just fasting with the stomach and the private parts, but even fasting with the tongue, fasting with the thoughts, fasting with the hands, fasting with the feet. Increasing that carefulness, that wariness of not bringing upon ourselves the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the night, standing for that night prayer, Subhanal Khaliq. Listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran. For indeed this is the month of the Quran. Shahur Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Again being reminded of how blessed we are. That revelation revealed to Khair al-Anam. Revealed to the best of all creation. Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. That we are of his ummah. And we are listening to that revelation that was revealed to him. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And we stand in that night prayer again, building that consciousness. Because we are speaking to Allah. And at the same time, Allah is speaking to us. A dual communication, dual way communication. No SIM card or cell phone required, nor even any airtime. Just niyatun khalisa. Only a sincere intention for the love and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تُكَلِّمَ اللَّهَ فَادْخُلْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن يُكَلِّمَكَ اللَّهَ فَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ. If you want to speak to Allah, go and make salah. And if you want Allah to speak to you, read the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we did this 20 nights in a row. 29 nights in a row. 20 rak'at. Maybe some read 8, maybe some read 10. Inshallah, فَبِهَا وَنِعْمَةِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for every iota of good that we did in this month of Ramadan. And what did that qiyam do for us? قَالَ صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَقْرَبَةٌ بِهِ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَمَكْفَرَةٌ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْهَاةٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ وَمَطْرَدَةٌ لِلدَّائِنِ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. Stand up for the night prayer, for indeed it is the habit of the righteous who came before you. And it is that thing that will bring you closer to your Lord. And it is that thing that will cause your sins to be wiped out. And it is that thing that will prevent you and shield you, like fasting, from falling into sin. And it is that thing that will keep your body free from illnesses and diseases. Jamaat al-Muslimin, هذه دورة, دورة عملية. This is a practical exercise. 29 or 30 days, 29 or 30 nights of the year. Siyam and Qiyam, to regenerate and restore the shield of taqwa. If we want to maintain it, just keep it up, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Fast a Monday or fast a Thursday. Try and stand up for Salat al-Tahajjud before Salat al-Fajr, even if you read two raka'ahs. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first raka'ah. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدٌ in the second raka'ah. Hear what our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi says about that. He says, As-salatu fi masjid al-haram ta'adilu miyati alf salah. One salah in the haram in Makkah is equal to 100,000 salah anywhere else. Was-salatu fi masjidi hadha ta'adilu alf salah. And one salah in my masjid in Medina, 1,000 salah anywhere else. Was-salatu fi masjid al-aqsa ta'adilu 500 salah. And one salah in masjid al-aqsa in Jerusalem, 500 salah anywhere else. Was-salatu fi ard al-ribat. And one salah in the battlefield. في أرض الربا أي في ميدان القتال تعدل ألفي ألف صلاة is equal to 2 million صلاة anywhere else. وخير من هذا كل ركعتان يركهما المؤمن في جوف الليل والناس نيام. And better than all of that, two units of prayer, two rak'ahs that a believer makes in the middle of the night and everybody else is sleeping. So if you want to maintain the shield of taqwa that we have regenerated and restored in the month of Ramadan, then just keep fasting. You don't have to fast every day. You don't even have to do the fast of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. One day fasting, one day breaking fast. Even a Monday or a Thursday. Or Ayyam al-Bid, the 3 days of every lunar month, the 13th, 14th and 15th. There are so many sunnah fasts for us to engage in. And then Salatul Tahajjud, even if it be two rak'ahs, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rak'ah, وَقُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ in the first rak'ah, and قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ in the second rak'ah, we can maintain that shield of taqwa. So alhamdulillah, we have fasted. قُمْنَا بِالصِّيَامِ وَقُمْنَا بِالْقِيَامِ. We have engaged in fasting and we have engaged in the night prayer. And today is يَوْمُ الْجَائِزَةِ. Allah! That's why we are so happy. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانْ يَفْرَحَهُمَا إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِسَوْمِ. For the fasting person, there are two joys with which they are overjoyed. If they break their fast, and this has got a dual meaning, every night on Zwacha, listening to the radio, waiting for the adhan, getting all excited, and we hear the adhan, ah, alhamdulillah, it's the adhan of Ghan, alhamdulillah, bismillah malaka. We are so happy. Why? Because they're in front of us like a... I wanted to say boatsop. Afrikaans, a pichit tisani bumini bas tamaf. A nice bowl of soup in front of us with a nice samosa and a dalchi. We are overjoyed. Farihah bi fitrihi. We are so, alhamdulillah, we fasted the whole day. And now Allah has given us the sustenance with which to break our fast. And we are overjoyed. The other meanings... إذا أفطر فرح بفطر أي بيوم الفطر. That we look back and we say, Alhamdulillah, I fasted the whole month. And now I'm overjoyed, I'm so happy because I fasted. And today is the day of Eid. يوم الفرح والسرور. The day of happiness and joy. So this is the one type of happiness. وإذا لقي ربه فرح بسومي. And when he meets his Lord, he is so happy and overjoyed that he was one of the sa'imeen on the dunya in the month of Ramadan. To be entered through a special door. Yes, Jamaat al-Muslimin. A special door, qala salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Hunaka babun. Inna fil jannati baban. A beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says from the hadith of Sahal, ani nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna fil jannati baban. Indeed, in paradise, there is a door. يُقَالُ لَهُ الْرَيَّانِ. The door is called الْرَيَّانِ. يَدْخُلُ مِنْهُ الصَّائِمُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The fasting people, those that have fasted on the dunya, and especially the compulsory fast, the fast of Ramadan, they will enter through that door. لَا يَدْخُلُ مِنْهُ أَحَدٌ غَيْرُهُمْ. Nobody else will enter through that door except them. يُقَالُ أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ. It will be said, where are the fasting people? Can you imagine? We are sitting في ساحة القضاء in the grandest courtroom أمام الحاكم الأعلى in front of the highest judge. It's يوم القيامة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ يومئذ شأن يغني. Everyone running away from their brother and their mother and their father and their wife and their children. Everybody was saying نفسي نفسي, so worried about what's going to happen to them, where they're going to go, what's going to be their مصير, what's going to be their abode in the hereafter. And then we hear, أين الصائمون? Where are those who have fasted? Can you imagine how happy we're going to be to hear that? لبيك يا رب لبيك. نحن قد صمنا ونحن قد قمنا. We fasted and we stood, يا الله. And then it'll be said to them, enter the door of Rayyan. لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم فإذا دخلوا أغلق فلم يدخل منه أحد. متفق عليه. This hadith can be found in both Bukhari and Muslim. That once they enter, the door will be closed and locked, and nobody else will enter besides the fasting people that have entered. May Allah make us of them. Ameen. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, I promise that today, inshallah, program 9 o'clock, once it's 8, inshallah. So, This is a day of joy. هذا يوم الجائزة. This is a day of reward. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this hadith can be found in Tabarani, عن أوس الأنصاري عن أبيه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم العيد. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said that if it's the day of Eid, وقفت الملائكة على أبواب الطرق, then the angels wait on all the paths leading to the musalla or leading to the masjid. فنادوا, and they call out, اغدوا يا معشر المسلمين, go forward, oh those of you who have submitted and surrendered to Allah. Allah make us of the true Muslimin. Ameen. إلى رب كريم, to a most generous Lord. يمن بالخير, He is the one that grants you all the goodness. He's made you Muslim, He's allowed you to fast. And then on top of it, ثُمَّ يُثِيبُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَزِيلُ, and then He even rewards you for it. لَقَدْ أُمِرْتُمْ بِالسِّيَامِ النَّهَارِ فَصُمْتُمْ, you were commanded to fast the day and you fasted. وَأُمِرْتُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَقُمْتُمْ, and you were commanded, encouraged to stand for the night prayer, and you stood. وَأَطَعْتُمْ رَبَّكُمْ, and you obeyed your Lord. فَقْبِدُوا جَوَائِزَكُمْ, now come and fetch your reward. And then it will be said, فَإِذَا صَلُّوا نَادَى مُنَادٍ, and once they have finished praying, Alhamdulillah, which we have already done, جزاكم الله خيرا to our chairman, Mr. Khaland, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from him and from all of us, our salat al-eid, ameen. فَإِذَا صَلُّوا, and when they have prayed, نَادَى مُنَادٍ, then a caller calls out, one of the angels will call out and say, أَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَكُمْ فَارْجِعُوا رَاشِدِينَ إِلَى رِحَالِكُمْ هُوَ يَوْمُ الْجَائِزَةِ وَيُسَمَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ فِي السَّمَاءِ يَوْمُ الْجَائِزَةِ, then that caller will call out and say, indeed, your Lord has forgiven all of you. So return upright back to your homes. That is the day of reward. And it is called as such in the heavens, يَوْمُ الْجَائِزَةِ, the day of reward. So alhamdulillah, aren't we happy with that? إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِسَوْمِهِ, if he breaks his fast on the day of Eid, he's overjoyed. Overjoyed that he fasted, and overjoyed that he has now received that ultimate reward of being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the dunya. The ultimate reward on the dunya is to be forgiven by Allah. The ultimate reward on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, after that forgiveness, to be entered fi jannatin na'im. Fi bab al-rayyan ma'a sa'imin. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. And so we're going to stand up inshallah ta'ala in exactly 3 minutes. And we're going to embrace each other. We're going to take each other's hands. إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا لَقِيَ الْمُؤْمِنَ, indeed the believer, if he meets the believer, فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ, and he greets him, السلام عليكم, وَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ, and he takes his hand, فَصَافَحَهُ, and he shakes his hand, then what will happen? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before their hands part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause their sins to fall from them, كَمَا يَتَنَاثَرُ الْوَرَقُ الشَّجَرُ, just like the leaves fall off the trees in the autumn time. So already the angels have called out that we are forgiven. And on top of that, we're going to embrace each other and greet each other and again be forgiven. So inshallah, we leave this masjid today, bi-idhnillah, kayomi waladatna ummahatuna, like the day when our mothers gave birth to us. Pure, with pure hearts, going home. With that pure heart, showing love and affection to our spouses, to our children, to our parents, to our neighbors, to our families. Any feuds, any disputes, reconcile. Make right where wrong has been done. For indeed, this is the day of joy. This is the day of reconciliation. This is the day of expressing love and affection for one another. Of sitting in each other's company. We heard in the khutbah, wajabat mahabbati. Allah says, my love is compulsory for those who love each other for my sake. For those who sit with each other for my sake. For those who visit each other for my sake. So let us earn Allah's love on this day. And let us declare our love for one another. And I start by saying, إِنِّي أُحِبُّكُمْ فِي اللَّهِ, I love you all for the sake of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us for loving each other for His sake. And may Allah make us of those in the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we get called out as the Sa'imeen, that we also get called out when Allah says, أَيْنَ الْمُتَّحَابُونَ بِجَلَالِي. Where are those who have loved each other for my sake? الْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ تَحْتَ ظِلِّي. On this day, I will put them in my shade. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. On the day when there is no shade except my shade. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the hearts of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all dissension and disunity within the ranks of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, especially our children, and guide us. Guide us to all that which is pleasing to Him, and keep us from all that which is displeasing to Him. Eid Sa'id, Ramadan, Eid Mubarak, Kullu Aam wa Antum Bikhair. May Allah grant us many more Ramadans in His obedience. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, one short announcement. In fact, he's standing there. I don't have it here on my paper anyway, but I have it here in my heart. Haji Naeem, uhibbuka fillah. We love you for the sake of Allah. MashaAllah. Open up. Heel dakh. Making parcels, like taking them to Hanover Park, doing this, looking after the masjid, looking after the mu'takifin, making the adhan, cleaning the masjid. Allah. You know, we don't understand the ni'mah. When we look at the man, maybe some people feel sorry for him. Oh, he's only the caretaker of them. If you must know what ni'mah this man is in, and that is why his name is Haji Naeem. Haji Naeem. Wallahi, he is favored by Allah. He is blessed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him and protect him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put all this great effort of his in the scale of his good deeds on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Also, a big thanks to the committee. Alhamdulillah, I've been here a few months. And alhamdulillah, I really, truly... I'm so happy to be in this masjid. What a warm, what a wonderful, what a kind, what a loving community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us, inshaAllah, and let this relationship go from strength to strength, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. MashaAllah, Brother Abdul Karim, our treasurer, every night collecting the zakah, and MashaAllah, we have a certificate here from Sanzaf. We collected an amount of 55,900 rand. For the National Zakah Fund. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for all his efforts. Jazakum Allah khairan, barakallahu feekum. I went 1 minute over my time. For the chairman. We will have Jumu'ah today, inshallah. But a 10-minute lecture. 10-minute lecture. The chairman says he's going to cut the microphone if I go over. So, inshallah, just joking. So, inshallah, have a wonderful day. Eid Mubarak, kullu aam wa antum bi khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Huh? Normal time, yeah. Huh? Yeah, Jummah will start normal time, 12:45.
Could the little boys please assemble on the left-hand side of the masjid? The little boys please assemble on the left side of the masjid. The little boys please assemble on the left hand side of the masjid. The little boys please assemble on the left hand side of the masjid. Thank you.